Morning, everyone. JW here with Christy. This is the Morning Mix,
where we always present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back.
Yeah.
Here to do it again.
That's right. That's right.
Our musical guest in the studio today is Elizabeth Harza, who's been away for a bit, and she's back in town. And if you have missed seeing her around, as we have, she's Facebook Living right now. So we'll hear about how you can tune in and watch what goes on in the studio. She'll be our musical guest throughout the hour. At 9:20, we'll talk to Jessica Miller, who is the Senior Communications Manager at Park City Mountain Resort. They are starting their spring events. I know it's spring already. Starting tomorrow with the Silver Summits Challenge. You want to hear about that? Still time to sign up. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to talk to Vincent Nicklow, who is performing Thursday next week at Abravanel Hall with Sarah Brightman. So we'll do all that and the weather, maybe a traffic update if we need to.
Yeah, if there are any traffic updates, just give us a call at 435-655-8255, and we'll try to take your call, or we'll get to it. We'll figure it out.
And if you do, Britt, call us with the suggestion of that hidden, easy way to get around it.
Oh, the secret.
Because I'm sure there's one.
I think that
we're all about the solution, not the problem.
That's right. You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW. We shall return right after these messages. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, located in Park City since 2006. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with on-site parking, kids' menu, and Squatters and Wasatch beers. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
Hey, Lacey Cole Ray from Big Brothers Big Sisters here, and we're excited to be hosting an hour of KPCW's Winter Pledge Drive, March 4th through 8th. Did you know that KPCW is giving away free underwriting to the nonprofits who raise the most money and get the most calls during the pledge drive? So be sure to call in when one of your favorite nonprofits is on, like Big Brothers Big Sisters, and help us win. It's a great way to show your love for KPCW and all our nonprofit organizations.
And welcome back, everyone. JW here with Christy Morning Mix, our first guest, our musical guest for the hour. And one of our very first musical guests when we started this program 5 years ago is Elizabeth Harza, Park City local, who has now moved to Nashville, and she's just returned to be with us. Well, she's probably been here just for us. Elizabeth, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you.
So happy to be back. You know, I'm here just for you guys. So I flew all the way back to see Christy and J-Dub.
That's what we figured, right?
Yeah. Tell us about this Nashville scene.
Oh, it's amazing, and I want to pick up all of my Utah friends and bring them with me. So everybody who's listening on Facebook Live and on KPCW, come visit me. I have a couch. It's comfy. You can sleep on it. I have a bed, too, but that's mine. I'm not sharing.
Tell everyone how they can find us on Facebook Live right now.
Oh, yeah. Right now you can go to facebook.com/ElizabethLiveMusic, and you'll be able to see Facebook Live right now. See Christy's beautiful coat she has on. She looks like she's going to a Sundance party.
You can't see me. I'll have to come over and dance behind you. Yeah. Oh, okay. Or I'll come and do a little dance behind you.
Exactly. Yeah. But Nashville's been great. I'm grateful to be there. I'm happy to be home right now and playing these shows. I've got 11 shows while I'm home over the next 2 weeks.
Good,
so
good.
It's going to be a blast playing for everybody and with everybody. You know, I'm playing with Shannon Runyon, my buddy.
Well, we're going to cover your schedule throughout the hour, but give us a little tease for where you're playing out while you're here.
Yeah, definitely. Tomorrow I'll be at Silver Lake Lodge up at Deer Valley with Shannon Runyon. That's from 1 to 4. If you're out skiing DV or heading up the hill, come listen. We're going to have a woman named Christine Kinslow come and play a set during our break, so that's going to be exciting. On Sunday, I am at High West out in Wanship for brunch. can't wait for that one. That's my favorite. So play music for a couple hours and then just enjoy that view and eat some delicious brunch. So, yeah. And then a few others throughout the week, but you can find that at elizabethlivemusic.com/tour.
And once again, Elizabeth will be with us as musical guest for the hour, part of our ensemble here. So we'll be talking more about your schedule and about what's cooking in Nashville, because we got lots of questions.
Okay. I got answers.
What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to start off with one. We're going to start off with a song called Masterpiece. This is a song that I wrote with Aaron English and a phenomenal songwriter out of Northern Ireland named Warren Atwell.
Live in the Morning Mix, Elizabeth Harza.
Everybody's painting a picture with every decision they make. Your life is a thing of such beauty, but all you notice are regrets and mistakes. You're a canvas full of colors bleeding into one another, yet you see yourself in monochrome. Just sit back and let it hit you. You can see the bigger picture, all the details come together on their own. You're already so much more than you can see. You're a poem, you're a rhythm, you're a melody. You're the answer to eternal mystery. You're a prophet, you're a dreamer, you're a visionary. Life is what you're under. You're silenced by the thunder. You dance beneath the pouring rain. And when living makes it hard for you to breathe, just remember. Everybody's searching for something. Doesn't mean that anyone's lost. Can't you see that everyone's hurting? It's a feeling shared by all of us. Like a canvas full of colors bleeding into one another to remind us that we're not alone. Just step back and let it hit you. You can see the bigger picture. You don't have to make it on your own. So much more than we can see. We are poems, we are rhythms, we are melodies. We're the answer to eternal mystery. We are prophets, we are dreamers, we are visionaries. Life is pulled asunder, we're silenced by the thunder. We dance beneath the pouring rain. And when living makes it hard for us to breathe, we'll remain. We're all pictures in the gallery, hanging just like stars in the galaxy. Oh, we're shining to infinity. You're already so much more than you can see. You're a poem, you're a rhythm, you're a melody. You're the answer to eternal mystery. You're a prophet, you're a dreamer, you're a visionary. Life is put you under, you're silenced by the thunder. You dance beneath the pouring rain. And when living makes it hard for you to breathe, just remember every moment, you're a masterpiece. You're a masterpiece. You're a masterpiece.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
Off with someone else and I'm alone.
Returning to the stage and always a sold-out night of 1960s rock and roll, along with a heavy dose of country and high-flying harmony. Pure Prairie League will perform at the historic Egyptian Theater March 1st through the 3rd, with reduced price tickets Friday. Tickets and information at parkcityshows.com or the box office at 328 Main Street. Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
For a while, maybe longer if I do.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix on KPCW. If you are just joining us, it's currently 30 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios. And here's what's cooking for the weather for this weekend. Today, 30% chance of snow showers. High 38 tonight. 80% chance of snow, just a dusting, probably 1 to 2 inches possible. Hopefully more up in the higher altitudes, because the deal is you should ski tomorrow in Deer Valley. And then at 1 o'clock, take a little break because Elizabeth Harza and Shannon Runyon are playing at Silver Lake. And then Saturday, 70% chance of snow is likely, high 36. Saturday night, 50% chance of snow. Sunday, it tails down to 20%, and your highs are going to be over freezing point, 36, 35 on Monday, and Tuesday the high will be 43. Now, with all of this in mind, of all these snow that I just talked about, these little flurries here and there, Christy, it seems to me like spring is right around the corner. I just noticed that about 6:30, the sun was still out, and it was just beautiful yesterday. I'm starting to get the feeling that spring may be on its way.
I got that feeling when I got to the parking lot and I saw that you drove the convertible.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that warm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, the top was up, but I did notice the change of car.
I try to drive it either Thursday or Friday when I come to the shows because I have to keep the battery going.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not ready
okay,
to drop the top yet. But actually, I've driven in the snow with a top down before, but that's another story.
That was a mistake, perhaps.
Well,
it does feel like spring is in the air. And today, with the March calendar, you got to flip the page to March. It's like, oh my God, here we go. Where it's a fast slide into all these fun events, long days, and get your skiing in. So we're going to talk to Jessica Miller, who's the Senior Communication Manager at Park City Mountain Resort. She's got all sorts of things to tell us, including tomorrow's Silver Summits Challenge, in which one can hit all seven peaks of the resort, 7,300 acres to play in. Pretty cool concept. And then also Spring Groove, Pond Skimming, Pink Park City, concerts, so much. Welcome to the studio, Jessica.
Thank you for having me again, Christy. I love coming on your show. It's so fun.
Everyone should think that, and they should all be lining up to be on the show, because it would make it so much easier to schedule.
It's
Call me.
It's a great way to start Friday morning.
It's a sure thing, and you get some live music. I mean, this is the best deal in town.
So tell us what's on for tomorrow's Silver Summits Challenge.
So we are really looking forward to spring at Park City. I don't know if you noticed, but we got over 8 feet of snow this February, which is amazing. Which means our Silver Summits Challenge is going to be pretty fantastic tomorrow. It's the second year we're doing it. And basically, it's a completion challenge where the participants have to basically ski from one side of the resort to the other and hit all seven peaks in between. So we have a little route set up. It's going to start over on the Canyons Village side, where they're going to first stop is, well, if you want to play it this way, Murdoch's Peak. So it really starts over there. Hike to the top of Murdoch's. That would be your first peak. And then you really make your way over past 9990, Peak 5, Quicksilver, Limelight, and then you're on the Park City side of the resort, and then you want to hit Jupiter, King Con. Well, I think Dream Peak is in there. I missed it. And then finally end up at the Park City base area for a big après ski party. So
the only thing in there I didn't know was, what'd you say, Limelight? Where's that?
Yeah, so Limelight and Homelight, they are runs off of Pinecone Ridge. So you get off at the mid station of the Quicksilver Gondola, and you'll see a little gate there. You walk up a little bit, and then you ski down on that side. And it kind of pops you down over by, like, Mother Lode and King Con Lifts over there. So you will ski kind of all the way down. It's actually really incredible terrain if you hit it on a great day, Pinecone Ridge. So it's not open all the time because it is south-facing, but if you hit it on a good day in the spring, it's pretty awesome. So really big day tomorrow. You can still sign up the day of, or you can visit our website, parkcitymountain.com. We have an Eventbrite page set up. But if you are looking to sign up on the day, stop by Murdoch's Cafe on Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, and you can register and then really hit the challenge. It was so much fun last year. You really do test the limits, and you pretty much ski everything, like powder, moguls, and groomers, all of the things. And since we got so much snow this year, I think it's going to be a pretty fun day tomorrow.
And how is it? Are you, am I wearing like a beacon or something? How does it register that I've been there?
So every participant is going to get a credential with the little checkpoints logged on it. And then when you reach the checkpoint, we're going to have a staff member there who basically punches a hole in it. So once you complete all seven peaks, then you can ski down, go to the après ski party, get some food. We're going to have a band down there, our first spring concert of the year over at Payday Pad. So it's a really fun time. And like I said, it's a completion challenge. So it's like what you want to do. But last year we had everyone from like younger high school kids doing it to some older folks as well. So it's an awesome day, really cool way to see the mountain and a really fun way to challenge yourself. And hopefully we're going to have some sunshine. So I think it's just going to be incredible conditions.
And when you say completion challenge, it's not necessarily, you don't have to do it like a race. I don't have to be crazy pushing myself too fast to get there. The point is, see if you can hit them all. And enjoy the fact that, wow, there's a lot here.
Enjoy the fact, yeah. And I think a lot of people maybe might not have seen some of these bits of advanced terrain. I was stationed up at 9990 last year, and you get off the lift and then you hike to the top. And it was pretty awesome to see all the folks who were so excited that they made it up, that they had never been there before. And like, it's not an easy hike, some
That's
of these hikes.
That's my favorite run.
Murdoch's is hard.
I haven't been to Murdoch's in forever, but get off at 9990 and go straight up. That's the only thing that's really great for me on a snowboard.
Awesome.
I'm like, well, the whole run is great.
It's worth it. Wide open space, awesome views, like all 360 views. And I don't mind getting a little heart rate up. It's kind of fun to work your legs out, and then you get the sweets of your labor coming down. So it's fun.
All right. So that's tomorrow, Silver Summits Challenge.
That's right.
Let's hit some of the other highlights.
Yeah. So that really kicks off spring here. And then Saturday, March 2nd, tomorrow, is going to kick off our spring concert series. So every Saturday kind of now through the end of the season, we're going to be hosting concerts at both of our base areas. We're going to be on the Canyons Village stage and then also over at the Park City base area as well. Most concerts, they're going to start at 3:00 unless we note otherwise on our calendar. And then we also have a few kind of highlighted concerts as part of our Spring Groove celebration. So we love Spring Groove here. That's going to kick off on Saturday, March 23rd. And we have some pretty awesome bands playing on that. I know locally, like Changing Lanes Experience is going to be one of our Spring Groove concerts on the 23rd, I believe. And I love them. They are so much fun to rock out to, especially after a day on the slopes. And then I know a lot of people are really looking forward to Anderson East. And he's going to be playing at the Park City Mountain Village on the 30th of March.
And shout out to Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds that are before him. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of them, too.
That's going to be such a great concert. I'm so excited.
We do play both Anderson East and Sister Sparrow on the station, but if people don't know Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds, soulful female vocalist, belting it out. She's one of those petite singers that then has this enormous voice coming out of her, backed by a great band. Definitely want to come get your groove to that.
That's going to be a great day. And also, end of March means the day is going to be a little bit longer. Hopefully, we'll get some great sunshine. And then Spring Groove is going to end up with our annual pond skimming comp. I know you were a judge last year.
Last two years.
That's true. And we had, we did have some rain last year, and it was still really fun. Like, rain or shine, we're going to be there. It's going to be an awesome event. That's on the 6th of April. And then closing day is on the 7th. So, like, get out there, you guys. Finish strong and enjoy the last month and a little bit of winter. There's still great conditions and terrain to be had.
And it's costume time.
It is costume time.
And I love the fact that skiing has taken on a lot of people wear costumes. A lot of people visiting seem to put on, like, the hot dog or something over their ski clothes.
I see more onesies now that I don't necessarily think are jokes. I think they're, like, it's coming back in style. I think it has been the last few years. So
you mean onesie like a ski outfit?
Oh yeah, like
not
a full,
like a furry onesie.
No, like a full onesie,
like a one piece. Yeah,
yeah, one piece. One
yeah,
piece.
Yeah.
And speaking of costumes, I do want to mention Pink Park City on Saturday, March 23rd. This is the second year we're doing it at the resort. It is an incredible event to support cancer research at the Huntsman Cancer Foundation, and a really, really great day on the mountain. I know that they're hoping to beat their goal last year was 50,000. I think they beat that last year, and we're hoping to do even better this year. So please look into that. Do what you can to support and come up on the mountain and ski on March 23rd for Pink Park City.
And specifically, if you are thinking about skiing tomorrow, Mud Puddle will be at Park City Mountain Resorts 3 to 5, and then The Pour will be at Canyons Village from 3 until 5. That's a pretty good lineup.
It's not a bad one. I think our spring concert lineup's pretty awesome this year. I think it's going to be a really, really fun couple of weeks. Great to sit on the deck, have a beer, have a burger, listen to the great local music, some new folks coming in. I'm really excited.
And at Park City, is it always on Payday Deck?
Yeah, so all those concerts, except I think Anderson East, we're going to do a little bit bigger stage that we've put in the past, but it's going to be right on that deck. There's the Legacy Lodge for food, and I think they'll put a little beer garden out there as well, so you can come and like really do the après ski. And then over at Canyons, we're going to be on the mountain stage, which is right there by the Umbrella Bar. Such a great vibe. I love going there for spring just because everyone's rocking. There's fire pits and foosball and sun and beer, and it's just a really great time.
And I think there's fireworks tonight.
There are. So we are celebrating all season long our first Friday fireworks over at Canyons Village. Always, I think, I love fireworks all the time, but fun nowadays too after a day of skiing. So check that out. It happens right around dusk over at Canyons Village tonight.
This is a good job for you. You're having a lot of fun, aren't
you? I'm really lucky. I get to talk about all the fun things. And honestly, like our office is right at the Park City base. So it's fun to kind of roll over there and check out what's going on in the village. And who can't be happy during spring? It's awesome.
Have you done any research into the phenomena of the blooming underwear trees? Since last year, Christine, we talked about it.
I still have yet to get to the bottom of that, but I think a few new ones have popped up. Like there's a tree over at Canyons I saw the other day, and I don't even know what was on it, but it was pretty festive. And sometimes they just appear. It's like magic. Maybe it's a mystery that isn't meant to be solved.
Maybe you could have like a little box outside your office where people could write their story or their theory of the blooming underwear trees and how that phenomena happens.
And then whoever has the best one, maybe we'll.
Maybe we'll write a children's book.
Yeah.
We'll launch an investigation and we'll get an underwear cam.
Do we want an underwear cam?
We'll set those up. You won't know where they were.
Yeah.
No,
like if they
discreet.
Actually sell those somewhere, yeah. Then you don't want to know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
Just an idea.
Yeah, it'll be like a trip motion activated camera by those trees, right?
That's
so
right.
When they're trying to capture the elusive cheetah and it brings the camera on. So that underwear launching from the chairlift towards the tree would start the camera,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd know.
There'd be two cameras. The first camera would capture the underwear flying through the air heading towards the tree, and that would trip the second camera that would now
that
take a shot
back
at the person
right.
on the chairlift.
If it is a person. I don't know. Maybe
it's like Banksy, though. It's like,
yeah.
You don't know.
Mm.
You don't know. And will we ever know? I don't know.
And do we ever want to know? Because it might ruin.
I don't know if I'd want to know.
This could end up on Cool Science Radio. I mean, it could be something from, you know, another world. You never know.
I could believe it. Well, Jessica, thanks for coming in and teasing everyone with all the upcoming events.
Thanks for having me.
And again, Silver Summit Challenge. Yep. If they want to get involved, they can.
They can visit parkcitymountain.com. We have our events calendar there. So it's highlighted on the main events page. So you'll be able to click on that pretty easy. Or just go to Murdoch's Cafe tomorrow morning. You can register the day of. We do have a VIP package that has some pretty sweet Helly Hansen jackets. So you can ask about that if you're in need for a new spring coat. But we hope to see you up there. Hopefully I'll deck out my one piece and be up there skiing the next few weekends. So
and until what time can they register?
So registration is going to start in the morning. I think it starts at 8, but I'm not 100% sure what time they're going to stop. I think it's going to depend on how people come. So I would get there early, and you do want to build in some time to actually complete the challenge. So get there before 9, register, and then just have a really great day.
Christy, do you have a pond skimming outfit that you're thinking about for this year?
It depends on the weather. It's the weather dependent.
Yeah. Mm.
I've got a great one piece ski racing suit.
Oh yeah,
that I would like to deck out. I would like to bring it out, but
is that like bright yellow gold?
It's bright orange and blue.
Okay,
ooh.
And it would be fun to wear, and maybe add a few accoutrements. But
yeah. Like a tutu.
A really cool helmet.
Something upper.
Or
yeah, I was thinking
wear.
Something upper. But it last year it was cold and wet, and I wore something that wasn't quite. It was an old one piece, a white one piece.
You looked good.
But it turns out it was not so waterproof anymore.
Mine wasn't
and
good.
I was soaking. Mm-hmm. I was. That was.
You worked it though.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. You know.
She
you got
good.
A little pain for the presentation.
That's where the champagne comes in.
Yeah.
Ah, who had the? No, so, I didn't see.
I don't know if we had. We had a lot of Bud Light.
I think there was some Bud Light.
Yeah.
We'll see what it is. Oh yeah, because 2 years ago I wore your Halloween outfit.
My pimp outfit.
Mm-hmm, she did.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one
too. She looks good in that too.
Yeah. That is a great outfit.
It was good. I was. Yeah. I don't even know where. Someone finds an outfit like that these days. It's a good thing you have him around.
I found it from the closet at JW.
I was detained at Logan Airport in Boston.
This is the same man who came up with the underwear cam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. Jessica, have a great weekend and a great spring. You got a lot of stuff planned. It's really cool. Thanks for joining us on The Morning Mix. We shall return right after these messages. When we come back, it's weekend events. And, of course, musical guest for the hour, Elizabeth Harza. Stay with us.
Matt here from San Francisco Design. Since the start of our business in 1990, we have been supporting KPCW. We offer home decor for Park City and Salt Lake and feature modern furnishings from around the world. Whether you're looking to furnish an entire home or just redecorating a single room, we can help with our in-house design team. Located on Bonanza Drive and on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
Utah lawmakers took quick action after voters passed a medical marijuana law by replacing it with a new bill in November. A new law making Utah's DUI limit the lowest in the country just took effect in December, and now they're looking at the proposition for Medicaid expansion. What will state lawmakers do this year? Stay on top of what's happening on Capitol Hill with regular news updates on KPCW.
Our legislative coverage is made possible in part by the law firm of Hogan Lee Hutchinson at hlhparkcity.com.
And welcome back to The Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. It is time for weekend events.
Tonight, Pure Prairie League is performing at Egyptian Theater. They'll be there today through Sunday with showtimes Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6.
The film screening this weekend at Park City Film Series is Vice, all about Vice President Dick Cheney. It's showing Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6 at the Jim Santee Auditorium.
In Heber, the Timpanogos Valley Theater Junior Children's Theater will present Disney, The Aristocrats, Kids. It's Friday tonight at 7. Saturday, there's a matinee at 3 and also a 7 o'clock performance. The cast is aged 4 to 9 years old.
Yeah.
That's going to be cute.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Tonight's the Heber Valley Railroad's Broadway Show Tunes Train. It's a two-hour trip that includes live performances of songs from your favorite Broadway shows, Masks, Costumes, and sing-alongs are encouraged.
For live music tonight, let's start with Après-Ski. Rick Gerber will be at the EBS Lounge at Deer Valley. Christine Kingslow will be at Versante. Bootleg Sunshine is at the Cabin. Metal Dogs at the Spur. Dead Mouse is going to do a two-night gig at Park City Live tonight and tomorrow. And Super Diamond, the Neil Diamond Tribute Band, is at OP Rockwell.
Folks, that's going to button things up for Friday. We move on to Saturday. As we just heard from Jessica Miller, the Silver Summits Challenge is tomorrow at Park City Mountain, covering 7,300 acres of terrain, seven peaks, in one day.
Park City Film Series and the Park City Library are offering a free screening of Black Stallion as part of their Books to Movies series. It's a movie based on a book geared towards young people, showing Saturday afternoon at 4. It's free in the Jim Santee Auditorium.
Here's what's cooking for live music on Saturday. Live music from Après-Ski and beyond. Mud Puddle at Paydeck at PCMR for Après. That starts at 3, goes to 5. The Pours at Canyons for Après, also 3 to 5. BD House Band at Deer Valley EBS Lounge. Christian Mills at Versante. Bad Feather at The Cabin. Michelle Moonshine at Silver Star Cafe. Kitchen Dwellers are at OP Rockwell. And Dead Moss at Park City Live.
Back to live music in the studio. Elizabeth, let's get some questions underway because I want to know a bit about what's going on in Nashville. So songwriter capital of the world or Music City, USA, how has being there and the things you've done there progressed your songwriting and your process?
I think you songwrite every day in Nashville. People wake up and you have a co-write at 10 and at 2 and sometimes in the evening. So it's just been a lot of songwriting, a lot of going out to see other songwriters perform. I mean, there's a venue that we love to go to that's just a little vintage clothing store. So during the day, they're selling vintage clothing. And then at night, they have great shows on the hour, every hour from 6 to like 10. It's really cool. Everywhere is a music venue, or a music venue. Everywhere has a stage, and yeah, it's been a really special experience getting out and meeting all these talented songwriters. And
so, what's something that you've picked up, maybe that you would share with other people listening?
It's funny how just like when you come here to Park City, people have these things about certain equipment, right? If you wear a certain type of boot, that might mean that you ski in the park, or, you know, ski blades aren't cool, which is such a letdown for me because I'm a ski blader through and through, and I hated when that became not cool anymore. But there's things like that, like different ways of songwriting, different things and tricks that people use in their songs that some people think are so Austin or so Nashville. And I just think that that's hilarious. I think songwriting, to get it out however you get it out, that's fine. So,
I remember when you came back from, I think it was a 30 engagement tour in Europe, and you played a couple of new songs for us. And I had commented, since you were one of our very first musical guests, it was 5 years ago, that you know, that your songwriting had moved forward demonstrably. And so, to follow up on Christy's question, what sort of things are you focusing on now that's going to push that to the next level?
Just writing lots of songs. I mean, I'm doing a rebrand right now and rolling out that in the next couple months. I'll definitely send you info on that.
Okay.
But I need the songs for it. What am I trying to say as an artist? And for me, that's been a really difficult journey because I'm a pretty neutral person in that I can see all sides of the story.
Right.
And when you're a songwriter, you have to have a message. And how do you get that through, get a point through whenever your point is, hey, I agree with, you know, however you feel, regardless of what side it is, as long as you're not hurting anybody and you're willing to open your ears and listen. So finding songs that fall into that vein and also just telling my story through songs has been a really cool journey. Writing a lot of co-writes. So I usually write by myself, but in Nashville, I've been writing with a lot of other people. So that's been a fun way to find out new ways to say what I'm trying to say.
I heard an interview, it was a while ago, from somebody in Nashville, and he was saying, regardless of the fact that you've got some great musicians and wonderful singers and the recording facilities and the people that are so receptive, that it is the it's the story that really drives Nashville. Do you agree with that?
Definitely. Yeah, people want to hear stories, and we all have stories to tell, whether they're our stories or stories that we've just kind of made up or stories that were told to us by someone else. It is. It's all about the story. And can people put themselves into the song and really connect? People are connecting. Listeners are connecting to stories in songs. Sometimes, you know, for listeners like Christy and I, you're connecting to a dope beat or something like that.
I'm all about the dope beat.
Yeah, yeah. Christy and I like the dance. So it's, but still, there's a story in there that's being told. And then that's what you're connecting to.
That is true. Like, I have enjoyed songs for years and danced to them and loved it and not really paid attention fully to the story until one time it hits you and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of depth to it, I guess. Mm-hmm. You use it in many different ways.
Yep. Yeah.
And sometimes the story is 180 degrees away from what you kind of thought it was all about. And then you're finally listening and you say, That's what she was talking about.
Or you get to interview them on the morning mix. They come in and you ask them what the song was about, and they come up with a story that like, huh, okay.
That's not the story I've been telling myself since I heard the song. Yeah, isn't that funny how it works like that?
Well, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play for you a really new song that I wrote with Aaron English and a wonderful songwriter in Nashville named John Hadley. We've been having a lot of fun with John, and we just came up with this this song. And I wanted to play you a really fresh one that next time you hear it, it might be a little bit different. So,
live on the Morning Mix, Elizabeth Harza.
Mother Nature, bless your soul for making me feel out of control. I spend so much time complaining, why on earth won't it stop raining? No more rain, I can't take no more gray. Give me a little bit of blue to see me through. I want it to be. I'm so tired of acting like the world should revolve around me. I always want what I can't have, and I just
trying to catch a break in the clouds. No more rain, I can't take no more gray. Give me a little bit of blue to see me through. No more rain, no more rain, I can't take no more gray. Give me a little bit of blue to see me through. Your soul for making me feel out of control.
Hi, I'm Claudia McMullen, founder of Hugo Coffee Roasters. At Hugo Coffee, we love two things, coffee and dogs, and not necessarily in that order. Part of Hugo Coffee's mission is to save rescue animals in our community. That is why we love sponsoring the KPCW Nuzzles & Co. Adoptable Moment during the KPCW Classified Show. Hugo Coffee, saving dogs, one cup at a time.
Earl Foote here. Frustrated with your current business technology? Nexus IT proudly supports KPCW and other local businesses with IT support, IT and hardware as a service, Wi-Fi, cybersecurity defense, and creative cloud solutions since 1998. 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. But it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. JW here with Christy Dillaway and our musical guest for the hour, Elizabeth Harza. Elizabeth, very nice song, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
When did you write that one?
Last week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last week. We were in Nashville. We went. It's rained every single day since I got to Nashville.
I was thinking that song was not written in Park City.
Definitely.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it, here?
Mm-hmm. It is so gorgeous today. Wow. These bluebird skies, I miss them so much.
Yeah.
30 degrees here doesn't feel like 30 degrees in Nashville, I'll tell you that.
But rain's got to be a pretty good songwriting climate.
Yeah, definitely.
I always felt here like there's never that day that you just want to clean out the closets where you're like, it's gross out. I'm going to get stuff done in the house. Every day you're tempted to go out.
Yeah.
You never get anything, you know, that kind of work done.
You want to get out.
And Well, yeah. And so sometimes some good rainy weather would be like, all right, I'm going to get creative.
Yeah. You just have to sit inside and songwrite. That's the only thing there is to do. Go to shows at night, songwrite during the day.
And you say that you get into these collaborative or co-write sessions or whatever.
Yeah.
How does that come about? Is it just so I imagine someone sitting at a coffee shop with a little folded sign saying, come co-write with me, 10 a.m. I'm sure that's not it.
I think there's this unspoken thing where if you're a songwriter, people know that you want to co-write. And there's some etiquette that goes with it, because if people have written hit songs or they have some great writers that they write with, you wouldn't just go up to somebody like that and be like, hey, you should write with me. Do you want to write with me? Because that would be kind of annoying. But yet there's all these people who are just up and coming that go up to everybody and like, can you write with me? Can you write with me? And it's wonderful, because if you don't have any hits yet, then I think it goes without saying that it comes from a really honest place that, hey, yeah, I just want to write with you. I just want to get to know you and see who you are as a person and if we click as writers. Whereas somebody going up to someone who has had a lot of success with writing and asking to write, there may be some question marks like, do you really want to get to know me and want to write with me? Or, you know, are you just trying to put my name on your lyric sheet kind of thing?
Elizabeth Harza is a singer-songwriter. She spent a lot of time in Park City, but she's from Nashville now, and she's joining us. And this is our 215th or 225th show, Christy. And of course, you were one of our early entertainers. So we try to shine a light on live music and what's happening in the weekend, but we really, really try to shine a light on the local musician. So if our listeners see the value in this type of programming, or you see the value in a volunteer Air Force of 50 strong, where all the personalities come out. I mean, this is community radio. This is your station. And we've got great DJs, and they play some of their own music, and they play some of the music that we put together in the database. Or the fact that, and this is really unusual, we have five local news people that are just doing local news. So we've got NPR National News, BBC World News, and then we've got five people that are out in the streets trying to get local news in Heber Valley and in Park City. And then, of course, the Public Affairs Hour with Mountain Money on Monday and This Green Earth on Tuesday and The Mountain Life on Wednesday, Cool Science Radio on Thursday, and this program on Friday. If you see the value in what we're doing here, give us a call next week because we're having our pledge drive.
Yeah.
And you can call in and pledge whatever you want, and you might be able to get some stuff of value back. So it's kind of a cool thing.
It's a very cool thing.
And we can't do it without you.
I want to add to that we also play our local musicians as part of our playlist.
Yeah.
There's a lot of local music that's getting played on the airwaves here, and I don't know that happens in a lot of other places. You got to be part of the community.
It's been so wonderful to hear my songs, or people will occasionally be driving and send me like a voice message of my song on the radio, and it's so cool. And I love it. I even got an email once asking if I had Christmas music because they were looking for a local Christmas music.
I love hearing that.
Makes me feel special.
Yeah.
I love this place.
And our brother Randy Barton, he also shines a light on local musicians and national touring acts. And we also, of course, do the Main Street Music Crawl that last Saturday before Thanksgiving, sort of a locals night and things like that. So, folks, we are having our pledge drive next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And if you go to kpcw.org, you can also find some fantastic items that we have in our auction, which will be closing, I believe, on Saturday. But anyway, more information, just go to our website.
Well, we're getting our call from our next guest, which is Vincent Nicklow. He is performing March 7th, which is next Thursday, at Abravanel Hall with Sarah Brightman.
Yeah, we're just waiting for that call to come through. And it'll be, I think that, well, we'll
see. He's talking to Ethel.
I think Ethel's going to walk in and talk to us right now. There we go. All right, here we go. Joining us now is Vincent Nicklow. He is a pop opera tenor singer from France. As Christy just said, he's performing Thursday, March 7th at Abravanel Hall with Sarah Brightman. Vincent, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, it's really nice to have you. Tell us how you got interested in opera. What was it that really got you into this?
It was a day I was listening to the radio, and I heard the Luciano Pavarotti song, Nessun Dorma. And I heard this voice, and it was for me like, I can't explain it. It went really through my heart, and I nearly cried. And I was wondering, what is this power with this voice, to have this power to go through my heart and give me so much emotion? I said, I want to try to do the same. So that's what I try to do until now.
Yes, and I think so many people have had a similar experience. He's just a magical performer, isn't he?
Yeah, it was for me. It was the best. He's still the best, and he has such a powerful voice. You cannot explain what you really feel when you listen to him, but that's why he's Pavarotti nowadays, you know? That's why he's so famous, and he will be famous forever.
And what was your connection before and currently with Celine Dion? Seems like that was a big boost in the career.
I had the chance to meet Celine Dion for a French TV show. It was her big comeback in 2012. The television show asked me to sing all by myself in front of her. So can you imagine? It's such a big deal. And I said, okay, I'm going to try to do it. And I did it. And after that, Renee and Celine offered me to do the opening act of Celine in France. It was for me a key day.
Yeah. And
for
Vincent,
my career.
Vincent Niclo is a name that many of us have not heard, but you have sold over 1 million albums in France, 10 platinum records in France. You were on Dancing with the Stars in France. A number of sold-out tours. You played with Placido Domingo, Michael Bublé, and as you just said, Celine Dion, and many others. What can people expect when they come to, if they were to come to your concert next week at Abravano Hall with Sarah Brightman?
First, I think the people coming to Sarah Brightman is because they like Sarah Brightman. It's a big opportunity for me to be invited to be a guest in her show. She's a super professional. She has a wonderful voice, and she's a huge star all over the world. They can expect to see a wonderful show with huge voices. And I'm not talking about me, but I'm talking about, you know, there is a huge choir. There is 40 musicians. It's a really nice show, and it's all about pop opera. And yes, we are singing duets. There is another artist called Narcisse. He has a very beautiful voice, a countertenor. So people coming to the show will see a wonderful show, like with beautiful voices and beautiful songs.
Did you say pop opera? Can you explain what that is?
Sorry?
Did you say pop opera?
Yeah, I said pop opera because there is opera, like the classical opera, and the pop opera is opera songs with behind arrangement, like pop arrangement, which make it more accessible to people who maybe are not really attracted to by opera, you know?
And there's some great examples of this on the website. On YouTube, of you singing classical opera, but also what you call pop opera. And I was listening to it this morning. It's pretty impressive.
Thank you very much. I mean, I'm at the beginning, my father is a singer. He's a pop singer. So nothing, you know, I was not really into the opera scene since I listened to Pavarotti. So it's maybe the mix of my life and the mix of opera that are into the pop opera, and that's maybe why people really like it. I don't know how to explain it, but
I think it sounds really very attracting. It's kind of like opera light, and if someone like me hasn't been to the opera in a really long time, it sounds very attractive.
Because you know what, some people are really frightened, a bit afraid about listening opera because they think that they're not able to like it, but truly, it's really easy to listen to opera, and it makes you feel so good. So pop opera is a mix of something that's more accessible for people, and that's maybe why, that exists, and that's what you're going to see in the show of Sarah Brightman.
Vincent Niclo is singing with Sarah Brightman next week, March 7th at Abravano Hall. He is a pop opera tenor singer. It sounds like a great show. We want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on the program, and we look forward to hearing you at the show next week.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Well, sounds great.
I feel educated because I do feel like I've been to the opera, and you try to feel like you're taking in what it's delivering, and maybe I wasn't educated or engaged enough. So it's like a gateway opera.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
That was great. I'm glad we got to talk to him.
I still want to have that little mini operetta here, just for like a 5 or 6 minute operetta with Renee, you know, working with her and the Utah Opera. We could
you
write
want a
something.
Musical guest, or you want
a musical guest, and we would collaboratively write a little opera, and that person would maybe collaborate with us and sing. It'd only be like 5 or 6 minutes, but I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Well, then I'm going to tell you that Elizabeth suggested that we write a song together here in the studio during the show, and I said no.
Oh yeah, next time I'm in. I'm in. Absolutely.
I didn't think we might be successful in our time frame.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do on this show, so I just thought
there's a lot of moving pieces, but we need more challenges.
Okay. All right. Note it for next time.
Yeah.
Is her mic up?
Oh, there we go. I'm sorry. There
you
go. Why don't you thank our sponsors and then talk about
our sponsors for this show are Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. Again, you want to stay tuned next week for the pledge drive. We will be on. Other shows get preempted, but we will be on with a regular show. Nice. But that doesn't mean you can't call in a pledge of support and mention us.
Yeah.
Right, J-Dub?
That's
right. When people say thank you to everyone else, they forget about us. So I'm putting it out there. You can tell the pledge taker, and I want to thank JW and Christy for the great job they do on the morning mix.
Yeah, and you can also do that during Cool Science Radio. That would be even better. But yeah, definitely mention the morning mix.
Definitely.
And folks, look at the value that you think that we provide, and please give generously, because we can't keep this operation on without you.
Yeah, and there's so many ways that you can give. You could just give a donation, but there's also these great prizes almost. I feel like it's a prize, all these wonderful places in town, you know, donate things for this pledge drive, and it's really a wonderful thing. I've answered the phones for a couple times.
Our musical guest for the hour, Elizabeth Harza. Elizabeth, it's really good to see you.
It's great to see you too. Thank you so much for always fitting me in whenever I'm back in town. And
we love having you on. What are you going to play for us?
I want to ask about the your songwriter series that you started here.
Yeah,
it's still going, right?
Absolutely.
Even without you.
You know, the biggest part of that vision for me was creating a group where every single person was a leader, where it wasn't like, oh, this is Elizabeth's group or this is Bill McGinnis and Elizabeth's group. You know, it was supposed to be a group that was for everybody, so that if somebody did leave, it would still keep going because people just enjoy getting together and enjoy doing this songwriting thing. So I couldn't be more grateful that was realized.
And where is it and how do people join it?
So there's actually a home now, the Benson Building, which is down by Subway, in between Subway and the Park Record off of Bonanza, across from that Maverick gas station. There's something called the Benson Building, and it's the third Thursday of every month, starting at about 6:30. You can come in, just pop in and listen to the music, or you can share a song with the group, and it's this beautiful atrium building, and we got hooked up by our friend Rebecca Hilly, who told us it was there. So third Thursday of every month at 6, come to the Benson Building for some songwriting.
Folks, you're listening to KPCW in Park City. We want to thank you for listening to our program this morning. Get outside and have some fun. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Elizabeth, we're going to play for a final number.
The song's called Monster.
Live on the Morning Mix, Elizabeth Harza. Christy, I'll see you next week.
There's a monster in my house. It won't come out. Every time I leave, it calls for me. I never get too far. Hear the monster in my head when I'm walking, when I'm dreaming. I think it wants me dead. Does anyone care? Can anyone see? I'm so scared. Get out, get out, go. So caught up in stories lately. How could I know I'm the only one who could save me? Never made a move, that was my first mistake. Change never comes to those who wait. How can I stay gone when the monster's calling me home? There's a monster in my house. It won't let me out. Windows boarded up so no one can see.
how could I know I'm the only one who could save me? Never made a move, that was my first mistake.